This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A Delta Airlines pilot was arrested yesterday morning for being wasted. He was scheduled to fly out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. ABC 10 News has the update on this one.
This is 10 News.
Thank you. He had that dog face look like I'm in deep trouble.
A pilot suspected of drinking pulled from the plane moments before taking to the air. The packed flight landed safely in San Diego after an hour delay.
And 10 News reporter Anthony Pura is at Lindbergh Field, and he spoke with a passenger who saw this pilot be arrested. Anthony?
Well, after the arrest, he and other passengers suspected that it might have been alcohol-related, but he didn't get confirmation of that until he started getting news alerts after he landed here in San Diego. Most flights to San Diego are routine, but not the flight John Wybess took Tuesday.
This morning I had an 11:20 flight on Delta.
The Delta flight was flying out of Minneapolis, and everything was normal until they started to board.
Once we got right to the plane, they said, hold up, hold up.
They wouldn't allow them into the plane because police arrested the pilot, identified as 37-year-old Gabriel Schroeder, suspected of being drunk and nearly flying the plane.
Perp walked the guy out, not back up through the ramp, but there is a side door that led to the tarmac.
Airport police say Schroeder was going through the crew member security line, but when he noticed extra TSA screens, he left the line. He came back a few minutes later and made it through. By that time, TSA officers were suspicious and alerted airport police. Officers caught up with Schroeder inside the plane as passengers were ready to board. Police say Schroeder had an empty alcoholic container with him.
For a pilot, he looked a little disheveled, like his he had the white with the epaulets and that, but it was dire need of an ironing. It was kind of a...
You know he's a drunk.
You can't judge a guy for a Wrigley shirt.
Sure. Look at you. Look at yourself.
The flight was delayed nearly an hour while the airline looked for another pilot. It wasn't until they safely landed in San Diego that Wybeth realized their pilot might have put them in danger.
Yeah, you kind of go, yikes.
Yikes.
Now, Minneapolis Airport Police said that they are waiting back on drug test results before charging the suspect. Delta sent us a statement that says that their alcohol policy is among the strictest in the industry and they have no tolerance for violations.
So he was carrying an empty booze bottle. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you even bring that with you?
Just got this.
But you can't take it through security.
I'm
it has
trying
liquids.
To recycle it. It's got a recycling bin.
Caring about the planet, do you not?
The alcohol probably had a factor in that decision.
Yeah.
Forgot it was there or something.
Yeah.
Well, but then it's his wrinkly shirt that really made
well,
me
that's
notice.
What that
that's
guy.
What that guy says. That guy is like, that guy's shirt was a wrinkly. He must be a drunk.
Yeah. Some kind of addict.
What tipped him off, though, was the guy was like, standing in the line, he's like, this is who? That's a high amount of heat. Better let it cool down.
Yeah. He's like, ugh.
He probably said it out loud, and the TSA guy was like, I heard you say that to yourself.
Can you imagine, excuse me, and then you complain about the pilot's shirt?
Yeah. The pilot's clearly messed up. He's some kind of drug addict.
Hey.
He's got all the right, badges and whatnot, and his wings and everything. But
what's that guy saying to you?
It's oh, I think he can hear us.
I'm coming over there.
It's wrinkled. Look at how wrinkly his shirt is. He's a goddamn addict. Get him off this plane.
Air Marshal, shoot
die.
This guy.
Shoot him. One of you guys going to have to kill the pilot. He's got a wrinkly shirt on, for God's sake.
Yeah. His shirt's disheveled.
Although I will say
that guy has like the one of the worst shirts I've ever seen.
It was a bad shirt.
Not that I would be upset with a wrinkled shirt, but if a pilot came on and his buttons were all misaligned, jacket was hanging off, and he had bedhead.
You know what I would have thought he was doing, though?
Having sex with him.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought he was doing.
I would have thought we got the post-bang pilot.
Uh-huh.
But no. It's
do you think he was just thinking, well, get this bird in the air, hit autopilot, I'll sober up.
Yeah, that's probably what he's thinking. I mean, I bet they do it more than we would ever imagine.
Oh, I think you're right.
Scary.
But
it is
the dude just threw his whole life away, though. Yeah. I mean, he was a pilot for Delta. That's got to be the best one to work.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. I don't know if any of them are great to their pilots.
It's a rough gig, I think, until you start to rank up.
Yeah, and he was a young dude, too, so he's probably just fairly new in the game, right? He's like 36 or
37,
something.
He said. That's crazy. He just threw it all away.
He'll be fine. There's plenty of other lesser airlines that'll pick him right up.
Catch the Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm catching the Spirits right now. Right, my Spirits, I mean these Spirits.
Or this one, Southwest Airlines. Now, we've flown them a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
They we call them the jokey airline.
Yeah. Loosey-goosey.
They are totally cool with people having some fun on their airline, especially their flight attendants.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When we were waiting in line to board, the boarding agent was telling all sorts of really lame jokes.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was too much.
I didn't like it at all.
But now another Southwest Airlines flight attendant is making headlines because she pulled a strange prank on passengers. She lay inside the overhead compartments as people were boarding the plane.
Wow, she goes all out.
Oh,
she goes all out.
How did she do that?
She climbed in,
how'd
Lise.
She get in there?
Just jump on my back and climb in there.
Scare the crap out of everybody.
Here's the story from ABC7.
Flying on Southwest Airlines, we're very surprised by what they found in an overhead bin. Take a look. Passenger was boarding her flight from Nashville to Atlanta when she saw a flight attendant laying in the overhead compartment. I didn't realize they were that big. Veronica Lloyd says the attendant was talking with passengers from the compartment. She says the woman eventually climbed down, got back to work. Southwest has issued a statement saying, in part, quote, Southwest employees are known for demonstrating their sense of humor and unique personalities. In this instance, one of our flight attendants attempted to have a brief moment of fun with customers during boarding. Of course, this is not our normal procedure, and Southwest crews always maintain safety as their
It's not as great. They should have closed the door on her. They should have had the door closed, and then someone unclicks it, and there's like a person.
It's all fun and games till the guy's like, my heart! I have a condition.
Yeah.
Oh, you jokey bastards! You did it.
If I would have saw that, I would have just walked right off the plane.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, "Oh, my flight attendant's in the overhead bin. Let me get my stuff. I gotta go.
I'll be out of here.
I gotta go find another airline.
I don't want my flight crew to act like Patch Adams. I need you to take it a little bit seriously since we're defying the goddamn skies.
Yep.
I need you guys to cut it and cool it with
I don't even want Patch Adams to act like Patch Adams.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm really going to a doctor, I don't want him to be Patch Adams.
No, I don't want
Adams.
The jokey doctor. He's pulling balloon animals out of my orifices.
No.
I don't need that. I don't need that kind of stress.
What is that lady doing? Is that lady?
Who is
we need
she?
To know more about her. What
and then Southwest is like, she's just quirky. Yeah. It's just a party in the skies with us.
They did basically say that, right?
Yeah. You know? They're like, well, come on, you know what happens on our flights. Seriously.
Oh, we're Southwest.
God.
Zing. Yeah.
I do think, though, that even because doesn't Delta or was that Southwest where, like, that video that you watch at the beginning? It's all sorts of haywire
Delta
stuff.
Delta did it just in their videos.
Yeah, they did it in a video, right? So, like, it rubbed off on them. They were like, it looks like we're going to have to be a little more fun in the air.
No, they're nowhere near.
No. Because their flight attendants never act like that. It's just in their pre-record.
Yeah, it's just
and
in
now,
their pre-record.
Even in their latest one, they've toned it down.
Yeah.
They're not as wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say Southwest employees are known for demonstrating their sense of humor and unique personalities. In this instance, one of our flight attendants attempted to have a brief moment of fun with customers during boarding. It's not our normal procedure. We always maintain safety.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they're fine with it, though. She's not getting reprimanded or anything.
No. No.
I don't need to be entertained.
But go all the way.
I got
shut the door. Go all the way.
That's what booze is for.
I got the movies. I got Bloody Marys.
All right.
There's nothing you're going to do that's going to outshine those things.
Do you think that, like, say Delta is interviewing flight attendants, and then this girl comes in and she's like, "Waka!" And they're like, "No, Southwest is better."
Yeah,
for you,
100%.
Right? They're like, "This."
You think they would do like a little show in the beginning, like in their interview process?
I think
so. Like the flight.
Like
attendants.
I really like the way you use your slide whistle to compliment those jokes.
Yeah, welcome to the team.
It's weird though because I remember being in school and I was in some communications. University class, And the guy was like, you know, there's really, there's such a thing. People aren't ready for people to act a certain way like that. They're not ready for you to act kind of crazy. And he was like right now, do some stuff you wouldn't ever believe you should do in the middle of a classroom. I'm like, well, you're on. Mm. I went outside and got tons of snow.
Yeah.
I came inside and started throwing snowballs at him. And people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, it's what he wants. He wants to push it to the edge.
You want to go to
he's
the
got some
the
shrooms. let's give him, let's feed them to him.
This guy said he's a pilot with a major airline. He said Delta is the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
It's like the big show.
Yeah, it's the big show.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I don't want you wacky.
No.
I want you wacky in the sky.
Yeah.
Wacky.
No sky wackiness.
No wacky in the sky. That's not what we're flying for.
You know, I often wonder.
You're charged with being too zany.
You know, because I know that one pilot guy. I know the one pilot guy, and I think your natural progression, what they always want, like he was saying to someone else at this party I was at. You know, they always want you to eventually you should go into commercial flight. But I think he would be bored out of his mind. Mm. I think when you are, you know, you're flying fighter jets and then all of a sudden they're like, fly one of those.
Yeah, it's
you'd
boring.
Be bored.
Yeah, you were in jets.
You were in jets, like awesome jets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alcoholism.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Quite a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
I would
is.
Just wait for the heat to cool down a
little bit extra fuzz over there.
Bunch of looky loos, everybody.
Little paper bag drops off your booze bottle.
Right.
Because I do bless.
Oopsie poopsie.
The paper bag. You did have yeah. Everybody had that.
Although, I do. I will say that I don't. I mean, maybe there's been one I've just missed it. Southwest, as wacky as it is, I've never heard of them having any drunk pilots.
No.
Maybe it's happened.
Oh, everyone's had drunk pilots. I think no one's escaped that.
Yes, okay, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, the last one, though, was like 14 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a long time. That's a good run.
Yeah, it is a pretty good run.
They're focused more on zany wackiness.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. And you think that would attract the people that are living on the edge, right?
Right. That's just...
Southwest 1380 has an engine fire descending.
Southwest 1380.
This is a female pilot who keeps her calm during an engine fire.
Are you here descending right now?
Yes, sir. We're single engine descending. Have a fire number one.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit. Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay, and are you, is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. And someone went out.
There's a hole and someone went out?
Oh. What?
Someone was sucked out of a hole?
Yeah, I think you guys are a little too excited about this one.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Somebody got sucked
turned out. A left turn.
I just pictured a slide whistle going...
Well, what's funny is how calm she is about it.
That's
it.
Is this the one where the person was sucked out and then they were halfway out?
Killing and then one person on board.
Remember the person?
Oh, that wasn't that long
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah, was still long? In it, though. Just the force of it killed
We'd
her.
We'd never heard that air traffic control call, though. Listen to how calm she is the during the whole
lady
thing.
Has an engine fire descending.
Descending like they're plummeting. Is that what she means?
No, like they're coming back in for a landing. Yeah. But remember that story. So the engine exploded. A piece of it flew off and hit the window. It exploded out. And then a girl was sucked halfway out.
Yeah, she was just sucked
and
halfway
out. And was like
out.
Killed instantly just by being bent.
Yeah, the force of it.
We're single engine descending. Have a fire number one.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit. Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there's a hole and someone went out.
Hmm. What's he say to
I'm sorry, you said there was a hole and somebody went out?
Yeah.
Southwest 1380, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out there.
Thank you. We're going to stop right here by the fire truck. Thanks, guys, for the help.
As a calm.
Wow.
You know, she's so calm.
Well, you know, she feels terrible, right?
Oh, my God.
She feels terrible.
She didn't see it too.
She doesn't even really know.
She's just being told.
Right.
I mean, listen. Pilot Dave is not reacting in that manner.
Oh.
Pilot Dave is freaking the F out.
Oh,
that's why.
Yeah.
I get it. I think they have, like, their...
That's their kind of brain makeup to probably be able to do that job, is, like, the calm demeanor during stuff like that.
Do you think that the people that were around that person, they think they ever, what, they're, on a plane again?
No, they're not normal anymore.
Right?
You're not normal. When you see that, when you see that and realize, like, what you're messing with by being on one of those things...
Yeah, probably
you. Traumatic.
I'll take the train up. I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Just drive.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
See, so this, I was wondering.
She was a fighter pilot
so
before this.
So this is why.
She was the first woman ever to fly an F-18.
Right. So
oh, what a
this,
badass.
I'm thinking of the guy I know, and it's like, yeah, it's to us, it's this crazy scenario. There's no missiles flying at you.
Right.
There's no someone trying to kill you from the ground.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you're
it's
just
like
trained to handle
you're just
situations.
Trained.
Yeah.
That lady's a badass.
Mm-hmm. She probably is a badass.
Yeah.
Well,
sure
and it
is.
Wasn't like a mistake she made. Like the thing blew up because maintenance didn't do their
right.
job.
Exactly. I'm sure she's a real. Like you're the first chick to fly what an F-18.
She'd even put it nicer
Super
than
Hornet.
I would have. You know, she was like, somebody went out. I'd have been like, somebody was sucked out of a goddamn and a ripping head, and it's a goddamn nightmare here.
Yep.
We need everybody
saw
got.
It.
Everyone saw it. Everybody's freaking out.
Her legs are in here.
Just so you know, there's legs inside and a body out. Some real Wizard of Oz looking stuff.
Wizard of Oz.
Just legs.
Yeah, just legs, you know. Yep, just the legs.
Wizard of Oz.
I just picture it now.
Man, yeah, I'd be.
That sucks.
She was like, somebody went out.
This is Tammy Jo Schultz right here.
She trained her entire life to prepare for this emergency.
My Ooh,
first
look at that thing.
Actually, oh, here we go. Just because it seemed like... a flashback to some of the Navy flying that we had done.
The former Navy flyer and her co-pilot, Ellisor. Darren Ellisor, sat with ABC's Martha Raddatz for their first interview since last month's doomed flight.
Well,
they were cruising at 30,000 feet when the left engine blew apart. Debris flew into a window, passenger Jennifer Reardon was sucked halfway out.
It was a bit of a rough shutter.
The whole thing was shaking?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot.
It was so loud in the cockpit, the pilots say they couldn't hear each other.
We had to use hand signals because it was loud, and there was it was just hard to communicate.
And yet, in all that chaos, they showed the right stuff and kept their cool.
There was no
See, people
fear
are looking over to the left.
Cockpit. There was only, I need to land this
now
plane.
I gotta look something
someone
up.
On this plane
no,
who's injured.
You're alive,
I'm gonna get the
I
rest
find
of the
it.
Passengers down there safely.
What?
It's really just back to flying. Aviate, communicate, navigate. In the Navy, there's this saying, whatever it takes.
Is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. There's a hole and someone went out.
And get this, Tammy Jo wasn't even supposed to be flying on that fateful day. She switched shifts with her husband, Dean, who also pilots for Southwest, so she could attend her 18-year-old son's track meet.
Dean said, okay, I'll switch with you. Tammy Jo says, I'm never switching with him anymore.
Many of the passengers were sure they were goners, even recording farewell messages to their loved ones. But those steady hands in the sky made sure they got home.
Did you worry you might not make it?
No.
Never.
No.
Wow. The pilots know so much more about what's going to go down in an event like that than that's what keeps them calm.
Yeah. And they know that they can land that thing on one engine still working.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
Yeah, she's a real badass lady. Though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And she used to fly jets.
Like, she's probably
taking first
care
woman
of
to
some
fly.
Business.
Yeah.
First woman to fly an F-18.
That's crazy.
That's great.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, I guess you're trained to be calm just like that. You have to be calm for the clarity of the conversation and the black box recording.
Yeah, I'm not cut out for the skies.
No, I'm not either. Are you kidding me? Mine would just be screaming.
I couldn't even remain calm taking the snack cart down to people.
Got this thing. I'm going to just take it. Stress me.
Like that guy we saw in that Boston flight. Right. He's like pushing the cart.
He's like, God damn it.
Putting all of his weight into it. He's trying to get it to move. And he couldn't get it to move.
God, this a big stupid guy. Thing. Yeah. This stupid cart is heavy. God damn it. Jesus.
Would you like Diet Coke? Coke Zero, Sprite. We've got Fanta.
Could I have a whole Coke, please?
You do look like someone who wants a full can. Hold on a second. Christ,
you'd there spill
you
it
go.
All over everyone.
I would. I'd be like, here's your Bloody Mary.
Make me make you a Bloody Mary. Dumb. Yeah.
Some jobs you're just not cut out for anything.
No, I know.
Anything in the skies.
You're like, this is the fifth time this week you hit somebody in the face with Biscoff cookies.
Well, shouldn't have hired me, Delta. Dumbasses.
Oh, goodness. Andy, yep, you're not meant for the airline profession.
Nope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Couple more stories making headlines today about people tampering with stuff in stores. The first one, everyone hated the trend where people were licking ice cream and putting it back in the freezer. If this is the alternative, I say go back to licking.
Yeah. Okay.
The police in Pennsylvania, in West Mifflin, discovered a woman went to a Walmart and peed on the potatoes.
Peed right on the potato. How do you even do that?
They were at floor level, so she squatted, peed, and walked away. Mm.
If that dries up, you won't even know.
These are salty potatoes. Gross. Is that her?
No. That's just another Walmart shopper.
That's just another Walmart shopper.
That's just another Walmart shopper.
They do speak to the potatoes and ate them later.
I do speak to a few Walmart like a patrons outside the store in this story, but this is the update on this. And you can watch this if you'd like. It's at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here's the story from CBS Pittsburgh.
That was sick. She needs to get fine.
Ooh, you're doing just fine, aren't you?
Walmart shopper that feels this way. She might have some problems.
Oh, what's that? I told you. Hold on. I told you they're talking to people outside the Walmart, okay? I gave you the heads up.
No, but
that woman has the biggest side nose boil I've ever seen.
Still recovering from the first lady.
I know. I didn't even
go take it back.
Take it back. Process the first lady.
Take it back. Again, you can watch what we're watching at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here we go.
Allegedly urinated on a bag of potatoes at Walmart has turned herself into police. Amy Wattis has Walmart's there response to this most unusual incident and what shoppers are saying about it tonight.
That was sick.
Oh,
she
God.
Needs to get fine.
That's like that's a live action Miss Piggy.
Walmart shopper that feels this way. She might have some problems.
No, don't we all?
Go see someone and get that taken off.
That's nose boil.
Cut off.
Yeah, you got to have a ratting all that off your face, like John Candy style.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
West Mifflin police released these surveillance images of a woman they believe urinated on potatoes that were at ground level in the store. The alleged incident happened in the early morning hours Thursday. An employee saw it all happen and called police right away.
That's, like, really gross. It's, like, gross.
What's going on with her?
Why do that?
Oh, my
she
God,
must be ill or something.
Ty Ridwan, I believe that's a wig she's wearing.
Is that a guy?
I don't know.
You think? No, that's a woman. That's a
Are
woman.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, it's just a big woman in a wig.
Just a very special lady, I think.
Yeah.
It's not an animatronic puppet.
No.
Look at her arm and shoulder, how it just
doesn't make
mush.
Sense.
Just mush.
She's wearing an off-the-shoulder top, too.
Yeah,
very
but
sexy.
It's...
Yeah, why is
the
it
bra cut? Might be too tight.
It's something's wrong.
Oh, it's cutting some
something's
bad.
Wrong. Yeah. Something's real wrong, guys.
Ty Ridwan. That's her name.
Walmart released this statement saying, quote, The safety of our customers is a top priority for us. This type of obscene conduct is outrageous, and we immediately disposed of the affected products and sanitized the area to ensure its cleanliness and safety for our customers. We're working with the West Mifflin Police Department to find the responsible party and have them prosecuted. As for shoppers, they say this is an example of why it's important to stay proactive.
I wash all my produce.
Do you shop here all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the produce?
Yes.
Do you wash your fruit and vegetables?
Yes, I do.
Amy Wattis, KDKA News.
Anyway, after the story blew up yesterday, this woman turned herself in. Turns out she's a 20-year-old woman named Grace Brown. She's facing charges of indecent exposure and public drunkenness. Why'd she do it? She said she was, quote, not thinking and just doesn't even remember doing it.
Just had to go.
She says this to the police chief. She said, honestly, I thought it was the toilet.
Oh, nice.
So she was just gone. She was just gone.
Bonkers.
There's a bunch of people that would actually allow her to pee on their potatoes.
Yeah, they like it. Yeah. If I was the news reporter that had to go outside this Mifflin Walmart, I'd be like, okay, I'll do it. Okay, but I need you to, I'm going to tie a rope around myself and I need like eight dudes ready to pull me out or whatever.
Nose boil, nose boil, nose boil. Pull him. Rip me back, boys. I'm having an encounter.
Yep.
Tie Red Wan. She's like a live-action Miss Piggy.
Yep.
It's crazy. I think she's on mushrooms right now. Pull me back. Help.
Live-action Miss Piggy is the best description of that
it's
lady.
It's like basically going into the Stargate.
Yeah. It's not safe.
You don't know what's going on
no,
in there.
It's
you better
not
get
safe.
Me Kurt Russell. You're going to send me to the Mifflin Walmart, I'd say.
My goodness.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
So luckily, hers wasn't intentional. She wasn't, apparently, according to her story, she wasn't intentionally peeing on potatoes as part of a new trend.
There's no video of it. Making her own video.
No. I'm sure Walmart has video, but they're not showing it.
But not something
look
for
at the bottom
social media.
Of her. Look
she's misshapen, guys. She's misshapen.
What happened to this town?
One of her calves is extra big.
This is the town from Nothing But Trouble with Chevy Chase.
One of her calves is twice the size as the other calf.
If you want to see the suspect and all the people we've been talking about, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This news story is posted up there. While you're there, check out the other thing people are worrying about in stores now. This is the newest warning. People are putting hair removal cream in shampoo bottles.
I'd be so pissed off.
I would.
I'd be fine.
I'd be like, I'm leaving it.
We're going to have to. Those are real bad chemical burns, bud.
Oh, yeah, they are.
How long did you leave it in?
Imagine that.
Oh, man.
A mother is urging shoppers to double check if any of the items have been tampered with before buying them. This after her daughter discovered her conditioner bottle contained Nair inside the product. Nair, of course, the hair removal product that works by breaking the bonds of the keratin moles in hair, which makes it easier for hair to be wiped away without using a razor. According to Tammy Jo Timms, her daughter bought a Pantene Pro-V shampoo and conditioner at a Walmart in Richmond. Ashley quickly began to panic when she saw heavy chunks were falling down to the floor and soon realized someone had mixed Nair in with her conditioner. The mother shared a picture of the girl's shower, which shows Ashley's hair stuck on the walls because so much of it fell out. You can see that at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Can we see? Her current hairdo?
What she look like?
They did not. There's pictures of course, they've started a GoFundMe. We'll get to that in a second, but here's what happened. They opened the bottle.
Go fund me for my hair that will grow back.
Yeah.
After this happened, they had opened the bottle and they found the product was an ugly pink color instead of the traditional white color that the Pantene conditioner is. They contacted authorities. They said they're going to review footage and investigate the incident. Unfortunately for Ashley, hairdressers ended up having to shave her head because her hair kept falling out.
You'd be able to smell the Nair.
But it'd be in it, you know.
You're just not thinking.
I remember when I had long hair and especially conditioning, you almost don't even think about it. I just put it in my hand and put it in my hair.
What kind of times are these that we're living in?
She is one of at least two women so far that have had this happen. Another woman has come forward showing the pictures that happened to her after the same thing. She bought a shampoo product. It contained Nair, and big chunks of her hair fell out as well.
But they started a GoFundMe?
For the first woman.
Yeah.
Her mom started a GoFundMe for Ashley.
There's no chance.
To help with her wig. Mom medical didn't. And legal. Oh, there's some more pictures of her.
Did they buy it from the same store?
That looks like the same one as you just showed.
I don't know if they did or not. This was the first one. Ashley was Walmart in New Richmond, Wisconsin. As soon as she exited the shower, she realized that her hair had a foul odor to it, so she went back in the shower and began washing it again. And that's when it began to fall out. So I guess she did notice the smell pretty soon.
What the? I don't get the GoFundMe part.
I guess it's cosmetic, wig, medical, and legal costs.
Legal costs? Oh, they're going to sue the crap out of Walmart or something?
Perhaps.
It's Nair doesn't mean it won't grow back, right? Like, it'll grow back.
I am glad that they're only where they're at right now, though.
Yeah, that's
what they got. $850 of a $5,000 roll.
It's just like there's people with, your hair will grow back.
Yeah.
I know, but okay.
It's terrible.
We can't get behind everybody's GoFundMe because some of them are ridiculous. But any woman would be devastated to have her hair fall out that way. Anyone? I mean, a lot of guys would be too.
I'd be pissed,
right?
I'd be like, I wouldn't need a GoFundMe. I'd be like, well, I'm going to find who did this.
Vengeance.
Oh yeah,
and we're going to do more than Arum. That's all I'm going to say.
Could they be held responsible in a situation like this? I don't think so, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's up to you to probably check.
They have it on video.
I'm just hoping that mom didn't do it.
I was thinking somebody that knows either she did it or mom did it or something.
If it was on the shelves, they would have footage. They could go through it all.
You'd think.
Well, they filed a police report so Walmart would release the footage to investigators. So it doesn't sound like they're involved if they're being that active with the police department. That could be, though. I mean, they have to look through possibly weeks of footage, right?
Yeah.
God knows how long that sat on the shelf.
Yeah.
Could have happened months ago.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go back in time and just be like, the future is a terrible, pranky place where people prank people and try to steal your credit cards all the time.
That's all it is. Pranks and credit cards being stolen.
Russians are tricking you on Facebook.
Yeah. You believe everything they tell you.
You just stay here in 1995.
Someone said they're going to have to make everything tamper-proof, like shrink wrap all the lids to everything now.
Hold on, I'm doing a chemical swab before I
like when they've got the plastic that you've got to terrifyingly take off.
The conditioner and shampoo I buy, I have like a little seal.
Yeah. It should be sealed. Is it always sealed?
Not all of them are.
Some of them are open.
Not all of them are.
Places like that.
Some of them are open. But you could open it if you wanted to, I mean.
I was going to have to start going factory direct. Save my locks.
Yeah.
I can't ask. You can't listen.
I can't have a Coolio kind of look.
It's your best feature.
Yeah, I know.
It's your best feature.
It's like, that's my...
Your go-to. That's your lady killer.
Like Samson, it gives me my strength.
I know. Like, what are you going to do? Ruin your lady killer?
Yeah, I can't.
I don't
do that.
Think so.
I can't do
that. Not on this watch.
No, and if it happens, I'm telling you, it's going to be dark stuff.
Imagine the dark time it would be if you came in, you were Apache head.
Like, you guys probably shouldn't put me on
the air. You guys
would be so... I'm going to be a break for
Andy,
a minute.
What happened to your hair, dude?
Oh, no, somebody got me, Dave. Somebody got me good.
You fell for the Nair thing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't fall for it. I washed my hair like a goddamn human being, but apparently the world is falling apart to the point to where this happens.
So you've kept some patches of it, though.
Oh, yeah. What am I going to
do? You look like Mankind.
I know. I look exactly like Mankind. It's just so right.
Have a nice day.
Very accurate.
You're going to have to just cosplay as him for a while.
I'm going to have to do it for a couple of months.
I got a mask you could use.
Yeah,
you do.
It would take probably almost a year for your hair to grow back to that length, wouldn't you think?
Oh, my hair?
If you had to go down to the wood and back to that length?
Yeah, it would take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my hair grows fast, too, but it would take a while.
I think longer than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm trying to think.
It's not down to his butt or anything.
It would take probably half a year.
Yeah.
Half a year to a year.
It'd be tough.
But these things, I mean, my hair does grow fast, so that's cool. But during the time I'm Mankind in it, it's going to be bad.
It's bad.
It's going to be bad, dude.
You know, and someone makes a good point. Someone said, now people like me that open the lid to smell it before I purchase are going to get funny looks. I've done that before because I bought, like, you know, men's, like, body wash or something. I'm like, is this, like, going to be too nasty? I've always, like, give it a sniff to make sure it's not too crazy, too overpowering.
Yeah. You won't be able to do that soon, though. You know, it'll just be
sealed.
Take your chances.
I'd rather it be sealed.
I mean, to protect my locks, I want them to have armed guards by the shampoo now.
They're going to have armed guards by the ice cream, armed guards by the potatoes, armed guards by the shampoo.
This is Andy's shelf. Stay away.
Or just everything will be behind the counter. They'll just the Walmart will just be one long counter. You'll have to go up.
Shampoo will be right next to the Sudafed.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a cool prank. That's not something I find
funny. No, it's not at all. Yeah, I guess your hair grows a quarter inch a month.
Yeah, I'd be so pissed, dude. Mankind in it.
That Mankind looked was pretty bad for Mick Foley, you know?
Yeah.
I think every looked bad for Mick Foley.
Well.
Cactus Andy.
I would wear your wrestling shirt, Andy.
Oh, my God, I would, too. Please bang, be bang. Dude love.
Yeah.
Be dude love.
Dude love's he's the fun one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah.
be. I'd be too sad.
Yeah.
I'd true. Have to go Mankind with
You'd
it.
You'd be Mankind. If your hair was all of a sudden just tons of bald spots, yeah. you would be walking into a room. Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like crouching in the corner, just scaring people. Eating live squirrels.
Your fingers are all taped up.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen to anyone else. That's a isolated incident.
He shoved it down their mouth, right?
Yeah, he would shove their fingers.
I just
fingers.
Do that to people.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Problem is, these stories make news, and then there's copycats.
Yeah,
right?
Give them the idea. Yes.
That's what happened with the licking one, and I hope it doesn't happen with this. I mean, what could be where else could you put Nair that would be worse? I think that's the worst place, right?
Suntan lotion.
Like a face.
Yeah, but I'd rather my body hair go than
I was thinking more of chemical burn.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Chemical burn.
You'd be so itchy once you get out in that sun and it dries and it's on your skin. You'd be a mess.
Yeah, yeah. You'd get burned bad.
My beard hair combo is something I protect with the utmost.
In lube? Yeah. I guess in lube it would be bad to have Nair in there.
Yeah, you don't want lube. Nair lube.
I just watched Mankind's first match the other day.
Yeah.
And he was like, ripping his own hair out.
He's crazy.
You know,
dude.
Like he was pulling it right out of his head, and you could see that it was all bald.
Yeah.
Like he went all the way.
Yeah, he did.
It would not be good, though.
No, no. It would be a bad scene around here.
Someone said, what if this is just all a ploy by Amazon trying to get us to stop shopping at Walmart? Wouldn't that be sinister?
Conspiracy theories.
Corporate conspiracy.
Holy smoke. Because that was my first thought, was now I'm going to have to order it from Amazon.
Yeah.
To protect my hair.
Uh-huh. I guess a lot of products now have become tamper-proof with scratch and sniff stickers.
Mm.
So you could smell what it's like, but you don't have to open it up. Mm. A lot of personal products. Mm. Hygiene products and stuff.
Yeah. Icy Hot and stuff, like someone just mentioned, it wouldn't be as bad.
It would just sting.
It would sting and it would suck.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be as bad. It's like your hair just coming out in chunks is.
Yeah, the pictures of this woman's hair on the walls of that shower are
terrifying.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Well, think about it.
Shower looks like on pube shaving day.
Oh, wow.
I think almost all of you guys would be like in hats.
I definitely would. You know, I think I'd be a hideous looking bald man.
Right.
That's the same. I've done this before. Where I went like that.
Just pulled your hair back. Yeah,
took a look. Mm-mm. You're like, uh-oh. Yeah,
no. Not for anybody.
No. Uh-oh.
It'd be bad.
Luckily, you don't have to worry about it.
The universe looked out, and they were like, let's make him look like the king from Cards.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd have to cowboy hats, baseball hats, whatever. Whatever I need.
I'd wear it. I'd just wear
Dave's in a cowboy hat.
Cowboy Dave now?
Yeah.
Cowboy Dave with the
others. Hey, Cowboy Dave better than Bald Dave, I think. Indiana Jones hat, whatever it takes to cover it up.
That's a cool hat.
That's what I'd have to do.
Burger King crown.
Oh, remember I was going to get one Indiana Jones hat from that big and tall hat place?
Yeah,
you were supposed to.
Forgot about ordering it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've been covering the story a little bit about the murders in Canada. There's now two teen fugitives that are suspected in a killing spree in British Columbia. And one Canadian guy unknowingly just helped them.
Oh, man.
Tommy St. Croix of Cold Lake in northeastern Alberta said he realized only later that he had a potentially dangerous encounter with these two teen fugitives.
Wow.
There's a picture of the guy, the Canadian guy that helped out, eh? The 18 and 19-year-old guys got stuck in the mud. At the time, he had no idea that they were the teen killers accused of killing several people so far. He said, my big heart could have got me killed. Their Toyota SUV was stranded in mud behind Cold Lake Hospital. So he saw this happen and headed over to help them out. He shook the two young men's hands after pulling their Toyota RAV4 free. They even gave him their real names. Only later did he realize they were the murder suspects and realized how different the encounter could have ended.
What a chill that sends down your spine. Huh?
So they don't have these guys yet.
No, they're still on the run.
Who knows where the hell
they're still on the run.
This is like Fargo, the movie in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's like these maniacs are just loose in a like nice northern area. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it's desolate, right? Like there's just millions of places to hide.
Right. So he said one of the guys with a shaggy beard was driving. He spent 20 minutes with them talking, pulling their SUV out of the mud and saying goodbye. A tall, skinny fella wore a white shirt, camouflage army pants. They looked exactly the same that day as they have in the surveillance photos that have been released of these two guys, he said.
That's chilling.
Help no one, trust no one, right?
Yeah. Because you're just lucky that it was probably too crowded an area.
Yeah.
You know?
Looking back, he says their status as fugitive explains some of the odd ways they were acting. He says, it makes sense to me now that they were eyeing me down so hard. He said, it's scary to think they could have shot him and taken his truck instead of shaking his hand for trying to help them out.
Yep.
He said, their vehicle was down and out. I show up with a fairly new truck, wallet, all my credit cards. He said, somehow someone was watching over me. It blows my mind. So he called police. He gave the RCMP a video statement. He said, it's really scary. Hasn't really sunk in yet of what happened to me that day. The pair apparently fled into the heavily forested remote bush, likely on foot. The RCMP has failed to find them after a massive search. They were seen apparently in a couple of different places. Mm. There's been reported sightings, but nothing has been confirmed yet. No confirmed sightings.
It's crazy. Like some of those parts of Canada that are like without people, it's like Alaska or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's like a large stretch of Canadian wilderness.
How
that's
do you
just
even police something there's no, like that?
You can't. You can't. It's but crazy. At the same time, like, how are they going to get food? You know, they'd have to go fully living on the land.
Yeah, like hunt things.
You know, and good luck in the Canadian winter.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, right?
You know,
it's nuts.
They'd have to have a cabin. They'd have to have, you know, firewood.
Mm. Yeah, they truly could be anywhere. There's so many isolated remote areas. It's just...
It's like when guys go to Alaska. They do something nuts here, and then they go to Alaska to, like, disappear forever, right? Yeah.
They said in Alaska, like, one police officer is basically in charge of a area the size of Texas.
Right, so how are you going to do anything?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like, how do you cover that much ground?
You don't.
Also in Canada, an old broad went missing. 84-year-old Mary Byman went missing while berry picking with a friend in the woods.
Just like berry picking.
Oh, you want, Pick these berries. Look at that.
Where'd you go?
I saw some berries. I'm going to go check them.
Okay. I'll meet you back at the camp.
I'll meet you back here in literally like about 10 minutes.
All right. 10 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Remember, I am hard of hearing, so even if you're screaming, I can't even hear you.
I'll remember. I'll come right back.
Me too.
Oh, boy. I done did it.
Mary Byman was missing 4 days after getting separated from a friend while berry picking in the woods.
Marco.
Paulo. Hi.
Marco.
Paul, I hear you, but
I can't figure it out. I'm going to leave. I'm leaving.
Don't do that.
I'm leaving.
It's the wilderness.
Got to go. The bus is leaving.
I suppose I'll eat berries and fight bears off. Good luck.
Her disappearance triggered days-long searches by dozens of volunteers from across the province. They couldn't believe that they actually found her alive 4 days later. They assumed the worst had happened.
Help.
She was wet, barefoot, and still smiling.
What happened to her shoes?
I don't know. When they found the 84-year-old.
You ate them?
Yeah. I knew she would. Insatiable appetite.
They find her. She's got like a bear that she's hollowed out. She's wearing it as a hat, as a trophy of her kill.
I don't know. I just killed everything I encountered.
Look at this beautiful necklace, Margaret. I made it out of bear toenails.
Wow.
Each one of them I strangled to death.
Beautiful, really. Beautiful.
I ate both my shoes.
I knew you would because they were moccasins.
They were. It was tough. Tough to bite through.
I bet.
84-year-old huddled under a tree, barefoot, wet, cold, in southern Manitoba, 4 days after being lost alone in the woods. The search had officially ended.
Oh, they gave up.
They had given up when one of the rescuers and her husband drove from their home to help look. They quickly found a volunteer who said, "We can keep going." And they said, "Yeah, let's go. She's not found. It's up to us, I guess, to go find her."
Wow. So everyone else was like, who cares?
Yeah, they gave up on her.
Just gave up.
That's three people found.
4 days.
She's like, "I just read that part of the story."
Wow. Turns out you guys are all a-holes.
Thanks a million. This lady's better than a lot of the people on Naked and Afraid.
You, honestly, she is.
She's like literally better than some of those like survival experts they have on there.
I've seen people in Alone give up after 1 day.
The Alone is crazy. I've never even watched that, but Naked and Afraid has been cracking me up, dude.
So, oh my God. One dude who runs a volunteer search and rescue group said he and his son were hunting a deer when they fired a gunshot, and then they heard a faint cry for help. Very faint.
Well.
Do you hear that?
Oh.
Oh, God, it's a barefoot old lady wearing a bear head.
They fired more shots as they went.
Ow.
Each one followed by another faint shout for help.
Hell.
I swear to God, I hear like the voice of an old woman.
Goddamn.
Lady, hey, what are you doing there?
Oh, hi.
Oh, you're scary. What is that, bear toenails?
Yeah, I made a necklace out of them. Jesus. I killed them. I killed two wolverines.
You had a rough go, huh? You been eating wolverine?
I killed a pack of wolves.
Jesus, that is nuts.
They found her exhausted, soaked, and freezing, crouched under a tree in a shallow hole filled with water. She told them she had been there for a day, unable to walk. They said, "Well, you're not going to spend another night in the bush." She was barefoot. She did not eat her shoes. She had lost her shoes on the first day.
Oh.
First day?
I don't know where they went.
How'd she lose her shoes on the first day?
I was just walking and they must have kicked off of me.
I can't remember.
I thought I ate them.
They said that she asked for two things when she was rescued.
Cigarette. Shot of whiskey.
You're kind of close.
Close, yeah.
She asked for a cold beer and a hot tub.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You just get me some bubbles.
I need a cold beer, a hot tub, and a well-hung man.
They left that part out.
I want him to look a little bit like Jason Momoa.
That's what everyone needs.
Yeah. It was huge. I almost died, for God's sakes.
If you can get me Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I'll take him. I will.
Oh, my goodness. But well hung amazingly, she's fine. They call her one tough bird. And there's her picture right there.
Yep. Don't go looking for picking berries again.
No, it's just crazy. At her next family reunion, she's drinking wine or whatever. And they're like, oh, God, she's going to start talking about when she killed those wolves. Yeah. it was scary. It was cold.
If you're lost in the woods, keep an eye on your shoes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keep your shoes.
That's lesson one.
And the other thing is, she was with people.
Yeah, group,
just a
right?
friend.
Oh, just
like
a
one friend who just abandoned her.
Yes.
Everybody abandoned this lady. She's like the chick from Kill Bill.
Like, how far away did they get from each other?
Obviously pretty far. If they couldn't hear each other.
I bet that was it, though, right? That they were hard of hearing a bit?
Yeah, probably.
Doesn't mention that, but who knows?
Help.
They're 84.
Help. Hey, listen to the birds.
I don't know. I don't hear a thing.
So it sounds like birds.
Yeah, you probably feel pretty bad as the other old bitch that abandoned her friend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Mary's going to speak to her anymore.
Listen, you can come to bingo all you want. I'm not sitting with you.
Well, they for sure thought she was dead, huh?
Absolutely.
They were just, well, she's been eaten.
You left. You stopped looking for me after 45 minutes.
That wasn't the longest search of all time, was it?
They think they got helicopters and everything. No, it's two dudes that give up right away.
Pretty sad. But luckily, she's fine. She just wanted a cold beer hot tub and a well-hung man.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.